Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, please visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Coming this fall to a TV screen near you.
I love it. You're so excited, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Derpy Show.
What is this shit that's on the bag? Taste that and see if it's caramel or if it's some sort of a feces.
Derpy Show.
And then we can cover you in shit and change your name to Reek. Reek rhymes with freak. That's Robo Duo's new name! Robo Reek.
What's your name?
Say it! What's your name?
Robo Reek.
Oh, good boy. We've beaten him so much in the past that he didn't even have to lie. He didn't even try to say his own name.
You were holding a pillow.
A pillow. Who's terrified of a pillow? A pillow made out of a t-shirt that says Shroot Farms Beats.
Derpy Show. That's okay. The other day the cat rubbed his crusty butthole across the tip of my finger, and I will never forget it. Derpy Show.
But she was like, no way.
I have too many curds.
Too many curds. I was going to bang her, but she was like, no way.
I don't think that's how it goes.
I have too many curds and no way.
Now, fuck you guys.
They'll figure it out soon enough who you are. So I'm DJ Snorlax, and I have a bunch of potato chips.
And I'm Boar, and I have less potato chips than DJ Snorlax.
And I'm Robo Joe, and I'm drinking peach iced tea.
I'm Jonna, and I've got nothing.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Mrs. the Dirty Hipster, and I also have nothing. They don't like us.
I poured the chips into a bowl so other people could enjoy the chips and dip I provided.
But they're very far away from me.
And this is a podcast, and you're eating crunchy things.
I can eat them hotter.
Do it!
All I'm saying is, people like it when we talk about food and eating stuff.
It's true. Which is why we have weird new chips. Well, they're not new to all of us, but new chips to taste test.
So I'm just going to eat chips.
But you're eating the wrong chips.
These are the chips I eat before I eat the other chips to make me more hungry.
And he's pre-chipping.
Why we're fat.
No, this is not about being fat. This is about tolerance.
Chip tolerance.
Wait, so people are racist against different kinds of chips?
No, it's getting your tolerance up for chips.
Oh, like chips are a drug.
Right. Like, see, I'm eating these ruffled chips to go ahead and pre-lacerate my mouth from all the chip hurts.
So that the spices on the new chips can really burn.
Now, you know that you could probably cut down on the amount of food you would have to eat if you would just go straight for the Captain Crunch. If you need your mouth lacerated fast.
Right, but...
Or Crustios. You could eat Crustios. Those have real razor blades in them.
Oh, it's true. I'm not big on the Captain Crunch. He's not my jam. He's not my captain.
I mean, you could just chew on drill bits or something.
Chew on them?
Listen...
I'm not eating a fucking, like, industrial strength fucking wire cutter or something. I'm eating potato chips, so I'm eating potato chips before that.
I mean, I could always just give you a handful of metal shavings.
Why does it help me eat potato chips?
Why does it help to have your mouth lacerated?
Well, you drink Goldschlager with the gold flecks in it because those actually lacerate your throat as they go down, and it helps you get drunk faster.
Which is why I'm eating the wavy Lays.
That does
it's
not...
It's going to help you get potato chip drunk faster.
Yeah!
Actually, when you eat things, you should not eat anything prior to what you're going to taste test because it ruins your palate.
So listen. You should eat, like, some light sorbet... Or,
no,
suck on a lemon.
Yeah, see? Yeah, see? She knows what I'm talking about. She's
no,
got it.
See, that's if you're, like, only going to eat something in, like, a perfect laboratory setting. See, I'm drinking beer and eating other chips before I eat these chips. Because most people eat potato chips at some sort of party setting or at a bar. So I'm trying to recreate the most common situation to eat a new potato chip.
You mean you don't sit in your bed and, like, roll around in piles of potato chips?
I'm going to recreate another scenario where I'm just a little bit hungry.
You're just going to have one bag of potato chips.
No, he's not going to eat chips. He's going to eat Soylent or not eat.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be a little bit hungry, and then I'll be like, hey, there's some chips.
You're going to flavor your Soylent with the chips. You're going to crush them up and put them in there.
Doesn't that negate the point of the Soylent?
Having flavor? I don't think that negates the point of it.
Can you spice Soylent?
Yeah. Okay. I don't see why not.
So you could have, like, chocolate Soylent or... mid-chocolate chip
Soylent. Chocolate potato chip Soylent.
Ew. Tiger penis Soylent.
Exactly.
Ooh, tiger penis Soylent.
That's fancy
for
Soylent.
Extra virility.
Extra virility. Now, have they figured out what chemical compound makes the tiger penis an aphrodisiac, so they can just go ahead and put that into the Soylent?
Well, you know, him being, you know, as old as Methuselah over here, you need some help, you know, in that department.
How many times could you say you know in a sentence?
You know, like a bunch, maybe, you know, if the timing's right and, you know,
when he tries, he says it less.
I know, right? That's my favorite part. All right, so I've got some chips here. We have four small bags of Zapp's potato chips, each of a different flavor. These are from New Orleans. Nolens, as they say in New Orleans.
I don't think that's how they say it.
But apparently you should enjoy great-tasting Zapp's anywhere in the USA. They have a phone number, so you can do mail order potato chips. I'm also really concerned about their website link. For a good time and online ordering, please visit our fun site, zapps.com. A.
So it's going to be like a porn flash.
Well, A, fun site? That's
Ooh,
a weird...
Why?
It must be really exciting. Online ordering makes sense, but normally for a good time means something very different. So do they offer, like, potato chips and prostitutes?
Well, I mean, really, when you think of something being mail order, what's one of the first things that come to
your mind? Brides!
So, you get brides and chips, probably at the same website.
Wait. That is really efficient.
Do you get a woman, like, covered in chip crumbs, so, like, when they get there, they're flavored?
Oh, you can flavor the girls in one of the flavors! Dude, you want a voodoo heat girl? A hotter-than-hot jalapeno girl? Or my favorite, the spicy Cajun craw tater girl.
I'm gonna go straight for the salt and vinegar girl.
Oh, God. Hey, you don't like the spicy dill?
Hey, just call it the salt and vinegar girl.
Ah, I see what he did there. Hey, I think we're onto something. If Russia would start flavoring their women, they might actually get more of them out of that shithole.
I think they already tried that, but the only flavor they had was vodka.
Dude, I think that'd go over really well among, like, the, you know, like, 20
the
to 30...
The other Russians? Anyway.
We got the vodka or the cigarettes. What do you want?
Or snow. Don't forget snow.
At least they taste like vodka and not cigarettes.
Some people are into that.
Depends on which set of lips you're kissing.
I hope thank God the one on the face tastes like cigarettes.
I'm pretty sure I've seen videos where the bottom lips could taste like cigarettes. I'm just saying.
You don't want to see his internet history.
No
please God. That could be a bit. Robo Joe's internet history.
No, because I look up all the illicit things under incognito, so you can't find it.
Robo Joe's internet history!
Pop!
That's like the whole bit.
We have to find the most innocent...
Just someone crying.
I don't want to live anymore! I didn't know that could fit in there!
I do have to admit, I've watched some pretty weird insertion videos in my day.
It was a couple episodes ago. He talked about
He's got a whole folder. It says insertion.
Oh, God.
It's a whole category of his browsing.
I don't want to have this conversation anymore.
Me either.
Segway!
Wait. Before we segue out of that, I want to know what his username is on the insertion forum.
What Robo Joe's username is on the insertion
forum.
Well,
I mean, I am on FetLife.
Moving on. Swiftly.
I can't be here.
Okay, wait, just make the segue noise again. Just answer.
Diddle. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there!
Endorsed by Joe, who has State Farm insurance, just honestly, in case there's any insertion mishaps.
God.
Now, do you need to insure yourself or the item?
No, you just insure the can of Crisco.
That brings up an interesting question. You know, when you get insurance on your laptop, there are always clauses of things that they don't insure.
Well, like...
Spilling water on it. Usually water they don't cover with electronics.
Because usually it's like, don't be an idiot, don't get water near your electronics.
Yeah, you know, and with health insurance, would they not cover, like, if you put a giant He-Man action figure into your anus? Do you think they'd just be like, oh, that's gross
anal negligence?
Gross anal negligence.
I'm just going to go out here and point out the fact that a He-Man action figure is nowhere near big enough to even rate on my radar.
He said a giant He-Man action figure, so like a
big-sized... It's an action figure, its head's tiny, only counts if you're getting it past the shoulders.
Listen.
Channing's anus is so uncomfortable that it, like, freaked out.
It's spasmed.
I think it just relaxed. It's like, this is a conversation I'm getting into.
Oh, no! Now, what if it was one of those giant, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ones? You know, the ones that were, like, the full size? Like, they were, like, 1-4 scale. So
like an American Girl doll?
Yeah, they're, like, a foot and a half, but they're those weird rubber Ninja Turtle toys. Remember those? No, not one of those?
I do.
Yeah. So is the new segment, what can we insert in Joe's anus?
No, I don't insert these things.
The question is what can we insert, and then what is the copay going to be to get it out?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. That's the essence of my question.
I wonder if there actually is, like... Like, does it matter the size?
Is there an anus clause?
Okay.
Like, how about that time that guy got his junk stuck in the pool jet? How much do you think it cost that guy to get the, like, mechanic to come out to the pool and, like, turn off the pumps and take off the fixture and then cut it off of his junk? Like,
I want to go back to anus clause.
Yeah, you were probably wondering the same thing that I was.
What time of year does he bring presents?
Exactly.
September, because...
And what do you have
so
to do
shitty
to get on his list?
Yeah, like, it's not a good list or a bad list. It's not nice and naughty for anus claws. Is it, like, regular and constipated? Like, what's the...
You don't want to be on anus claws' shit list.
Oh, man.
Wow. This is a crappy conversation.
I just Googled...
It sounds like a Derpy Show segment or a weak prank call... Insurance companies.
So, I'm planning on trying something new for the upcoming Valentine's holiday, or I have an anniversary coming up.
I need
up
to extend my coverage, and I want to know if... I need to know about some specifics about your...
Anal malfeasance.
So, if
anal
I...
Anal malfeasance!
So, I really like that movie Little Nicky with Adam Sandler, and I wanted to know how much it would cost to... get a pineapple removed from my anal cavity.
Okay, Hitler.
Oddly enough, I knew where he was going with that reference.
Are we gonna taste test the other potato chips? Is your mouth prepared now?
My body is ready!
Prepare your anal claws.
Somebody needs to do some fan art of anal claws.
Or is it anus claws?
Anus claws.
I don't want to see anus claws.
Anus claws? Does he hang out with the Krampus?
I think he's gonna make a visit during Hurtmas, though.
If we remember him by then.
Okay, so I thought we were talking.
You just need to get a brown Santa suit.
Oh, stuff.
So no, you can't do that. You'd be doing Santa in blackface, and that's illegal in this state.
No, he won't. It won't be covering.
So see, I thought we were talking, before you guys turn this guy into a mythical, like, crazy figure, I thought we were talking about the insurance still, and it was going to be an anus clause.
That's the joke! That's the entirety of the joke!
20 minutes later, he deconstructs it.
Oddly enough, that's also the source of the new Tim Allen...
Wait, guys! I just got it! So, when the chicken, he gets to the other side, it's sort of like not even funny! I get it now! And that's why it's funny, right?
Right!
Oh!
Up top!
Oh!
That makes my whole day. It makes my whole goddamn day.
Guys, I'm just saying, I feel like we've got some quality audio right now. I think we should call it. It's not going to get
better. That's it. Cut.
We're done.
Print. Post.
No more comedy for tonight.
No edits. Fucking straight from our derp to their ears.
Derpy show.
Where would one get a bag of dicks, exactly?
I don't know, but those
Dick
Asians...
Dick Mart!
Asians eat a... powdered tiger penis.
Do they?
Yeah.
What Asians?
This guy I went to high school with, actually.
Dick Mart!
That was a thing that his parents kept in their house.
Wait,
swear
what?
Swear to God.
What did they keep?
Powdered tiger penis.
It's an aphrodisiac.
I don't know what it was, but they sure as hell used it.
Used it for what?
It's cooking!
It's supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
And they fed it to their family.
I'm not making this up.
Is a tiger penis an aphrodisiac?
That's what they say. I don't know if it really is.
I don't think so, because...
Everything is an aphrodisiac to Chinese people.
Obviously, like, you can buy used underwear out of vending machines.
That's Japan!
That's Japan!
I thought we were talking about Asians in general.
We were talking about China.
Them slanty ass.
No, China...
Well, no, I was talking in generalities. I didn't say China.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, I thought that... Yeah, tiger penis, I think, is aphrodisiac. But, like, rhino penis, I think, makes you stronger.
No, that's seahorse.
Seahorse penis?
No, just seahorse.
Can you imagine how many seahorse penises you would need to grind up?
Let me read to you about tiger penis. In traditional Chinese medicine, a tiger penis is said to have important therapeutic properties. Modern science does not support the belief that the tiger penis, usually prepared as part of a dish, possesses any special potency. Etc., etc. I believe they use it in soup.
Ooh!
Yep, soup delicacy.
Soup.
It's very rare. A dried tiger penis is worth around $2,500.
$2,500?
I believe it.
That many dollars.
I believe it.
That's crazy.
Ground, put in soup, ground in wine, or soaked in rice.
Wine?
How do you soak something in rice?
I don't know.
I guess put it in... liquid and then put that.
I guess.
No, wait.
The phrasing just seems odd.
You're saying you can't imagine somebody putting their dick in rice.
No, I think they're saying you make a soup and then you pour it over rice. Tiger penis is like the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, shapeshifters, tiger penis. That's a book I read once.
Shapeshifters and tiger penis.
Yep.
Who wrote that book?
Joe, in his brain.
No, I didn't.
You did not read a book called Shapeshifters and Tiger Penis.
No, I didn't say it was called that. I said that was in a book I read.
Was it a weird Chinese cookbook?
No.
Sounds like it could be true.
Was it a bad fanfiction?
No.
Was it good fanfiction?
No, it was not fanfiction.
Is there such a thing as good fanfiction?
Yes.
It was...
Yes, 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
Ah, no, it's so bad!
Whoa, Rage Monster, that's terrible fanfiction. There is good fanfiction out there, but it's few and far between.
Like the one where the giant squid...
No!
Like the one time that RoboCop and Batman have sex?
Yes.
Or the one where Starscream has three kids?
Yeah, there's one where...
a lot of Transformers fanfiction.
Starscream has three of Megatron's babies. And then gets really jealous when Megatron's looking at all the other new Decepticons.
If I were to write a crossover fanfiction, it would be Starscream and Hutch.
That would be good.
Derpy show.
Alright, so let's talk about the different chips that we have. Mine are New Orleans Kettle Style Voodoo Heat.
I have sour cream and Creole onion.
Ooh. I have hotter and hot jalapeno.
I've got New Orleans Kettle Style New Orleans Kettle flavor.
You don't.
Oh. spicy Cajun craw taters. I don't know what that means.
I'm guessing it might be shrimp flavored or crawfish flavored.
There is a crawfish that seems to be caressing a potato.
But it's on mine too.
Yeah, that's just the logo. Are Wait. We eating them now?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so Jonna and I switched jalapeno for the voodoo heat.
The jalapeno is good.
The sour cream ones are good. I don't know if I like shrimp anything.
Ooh, I like voodoo heat. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is a Creole onion?
All right. So these are Zapp's New Orleans-style kettle chips, available from their fun site, www.zapps.com. For a good time, check out their website. So what happens if you take one bite of all the chips at the same time?
Your head explodes.
You need to do it now.
The universe ends.
All right. I've got a jalapeno.
But we didn't get the dill ones, so it's not going to be accurate.
I need a voodoo. I've got sour cream and onion. Now I need a craw tater.
Well, okay, first off, observation. You sound like a moron when this happens, so that's the first thing.
It made it sound like a velociraptor.
Is that what they sound like?
No, mm-hmm. They actually sound like birds.
Okay, we actually don't know factually what they sound like because none of us were alive when they were around.
Okay,
listen.
Speak for yourself.
According to...
Okay, old man.
According to Jurassic Park...
You are Larry King.
Hey, remember that time that we don't know what color... any of the dinosaurs are, or what sounds they made.
Yeah, but we
or whether or not they had feathers, which is debatable.
Yeah, but we could theoretically find skeletons and recreate their voice boxes.
Yeah, but they could also sound like a dog or a cat. We have no clue.
No, but
we have no idea what they sound like.
Okay.
We have guesses based on what we assume their lineage is. Like, a long time thought the Tyrannosaurus Rex stood straight up and its tail dragged the ground. That was only until, like, the 90s that we thought anything different.
Then they used their tail to balance.
That's the current theory.
Yeah.
Well, aren't we discovering, like, every other day that different dinosaurs, we just put them together incorrectly?
Oh, yeah.
That happened recently?
Oh, yeah. We still think the Triceratops technically didn't exist. Like, the Protoceratops and the Styracosaurus.
Well, they originally thought a Protoceratops was, like, a smaller, earlier version of the Triceratops, but then they really were like, maybe it was just a younger... Triceratops, maybe they're the same thing.
Yeah, they think that it just...
They put them together wrong.
They think that they just grossly change how their bones are shaped as they age. Like,
no,
like,
Sarah, no!
Like, drastically.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And the way dinosaur names go is if they discover that two dinosaurs were the same dinosaur, the earlier name takes precedence.
Okay. And then who knows how long these things live for? I mean, and we don't know... We really know nothing about their growth cycle. Like, they could...
We know
fucking
nothing.
Transform.
Yeah, we just fucking guess. Like, to show how little we know about dinosaurs, they're rewriting a bunch about hadrosaurs because just last week they discovered a 16-foot segment of tail from a hadrosaur, which is a duck-billed type water dinosaur.
Okay, I thought those were tiny, a 16-foot segment of tail.
No, those, that's of what they estimate was probably a 45-foot long dinosaur.
They're the big ones that pop up from under the water on the Jurassic
Park.
No, right?
I mean, I know that, but I didn't think comparatively they were...
Huge.
Large.
They're all huge.
Okay.
Like, a lot of them are giant.
I wonder if dinosaurs had two penises like a lot of lizards have.
That's probably pretty accurate.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Well, do birds have multiple penises? I think some do.
I don't know.
Ducks. Oh, God, if they all had duck penises, it'd be so scary.
Let it be said, they probably all have cloacas.
Yeah.
Now I feel gross.
Well, birds and lizards have cloacas, so dinosaurs probably
What are cloacas?
Too.
It's a combined urethra and butthole.
This reminds me of a video that I saw recently.
Scientifically accurate DuckTales.
I didn't watch that. I saw it on my Facebook.
There are several. The first one was scientifically accurate Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And is it turtles?
It's just like...
Little, like, box turtles or something?
No, it's if they're actually, like, mutant turtles, but super accurate to, like, terrible degrees. Like,
oh, wasn't it, like, a song?
Yeah, they did the opening
like, an
to
animated
it.
Video?
Yeah, but, like, April O'Neil hangs out with them and then dies from salmonella poisoning in, like, 72 hours because they're just covered in salmonella. Like, it's just terrible shit.
Derby show.
I don't want the rest of this beer. Here you have it.
It ain't good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, instead he's gonna drink
Ernbrew.
Mix the two. Have... Ernbrew.
Oh, it's not good warm. It's kind of bitter.
But if you mix the urn brew with it, that will combat the bitterness. Yes!
I'll do it.
Oh, no!
I'm doing A for the show.
I mean, anything to dilute beer sounds better than beer to me. But I can't imagine.
How bad is it?
Well, because there's the mezzo mix in Germany.
It's the aftertaste.
That they mix with beer that's like orange cola.
It wasn't that bad, but it's that aftertaste. Like, it tastes fine going down, but then, see?
Try this.
No, thank you.
Try it.
Bore.
No,
I don't
try
like
it.
Beer. Yeah, well, there's not
It'll
beer
taste there. Like you peed in some Iron Brew to me.
Iron
Brew. Nah, pee's not that bitter.
Why do you know that?
Just don't go anywhere near his computer.
How would my computer let me know?
What else is incognito mode hiding, Joe?
It's so many things.
He's ordered urine off of the internet to drink before, clearly.
Why would I order it off the internet? There are people that'll pay me to drink it.
It's also sterile, and he likes the taste.
No, that's Waterworld. God, I hate that movie.
That's
no,
not Waterworld.
That's Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
He peed into a Mr. Coffee in Waterworld.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's only sterile until it gets out of your body.
No, it's...
And when it touches the air, it is no longer sterile.
I thought it was...
Right,
I thought yours was sterile to you.
That's not how life works.
Right.
But if you're in a sterile environment and pee into a sterile vessel of some kind, then yes, it
right.
will remain sterile.
Yes, but
wait,
it is still cleaner than the water you would get out of anything else.
Probably.
Wait, if you... So, talking about vessels, so, like, can I, like, pee... I was going to try and make some weird virgin
joke. Yeah, I was going to say, he was going for like a virgin
joke.
Yeah,
I thought you were
going to
go for a weird nautical joke, and I'm like, dude, just stop.
Just quit.
No, I was going the whole, like, you know, virgin vessel thing. I don't know. I lost it.
Yeah, once you pee into someone else, it's not sterile anymore.
I'm not going to tell that really embarrassing story about myself.
He peed into a butt.
No,
I believe that.
He peed into a girl.
I did.
He thought that's how the semen came out.
No.
When I was really little, I thought that's how it worked.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people thought that's how it worked when they were little.
Joe put the theory into practice.
Did she get pregnant?
It was awful.
Yeah.
She did have a butt baby.
Did she want you to do it, or did you want to do it?
No, it was a complete accident, actually.
I can't pee when I'm hard.
Okay, no.
It has
so,
to be a certain angle.
Yeah, like, basically what had happened was the condom was... like, way too tight and cutting off circulation, so I was still, like, partially hard. And I was trying to come because I was really just tired of, like, having sex at that point, because it had been going on for a while, so I was trying to come.
Like
really
you do.
Hard.
So
like
you
yeah.
peed.
So
you're like,
I,
God,
no.
This is so fucking boring. I could be playing Magic the Gathering right now.
But no, like, literally, it had gone on for so long that I was just trying to finish, and I couldn't, and I...
And you forced yourself to pee.
Basically, by accident, in the condom shop.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cut off and it was everywhere. It was awful.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I was in high school. No, I was in college.
You couldn't even, like, you couldn't stop it fast enough? Or did it just go everywhere?
Well, I kind of thought I was coming for, like, the first, like, second
couple
and
pumps.
A half.
You're supposed to chug Gatorade after, not before.
Like, I don't know, man.
I really hope this segment doesn't make it to the internet.
Like up to coming and immediately after. There's like a 5-minute window on either side that there's no way I'm pissing.
I'm just, it happened. I'm not proud of it, and it was super, super kind of awkward.
He's actually really proud of it.
He's like,
no,
you can tell. You can tell. I'm totally proud of this moment. I shot a condom off like a rocket inside of someone.
Didn't he say one time that he was bursting condoms left and right, and you were like, that's not...
It's not good. No. Your girlfriend's putting holes in them, bro.
No, like, they kept exploding on me, and I kept having to go buy Plan B.
Okay.
Anyway, that's plenty.
Jack off just... more often. We already talked about this on
Or you could be putting them on Inside Out.
No, they were just too small.
That's hard to believe.
Jack off more often.
Most regular condoms can fit on a human's forearm.
No, I know, but they still, like, cut off circulation.
Jack off more often.
It's like wearing a cock ring, almost sucks.
Jack off more often.
No.
My answer is always jack off more often.
We should get you a shirt that says that.
Every guy should jack off more often.
I can't.
It prevents prostate cancer.
Like, I jack off so much.
Wake up 30 minutes earlier and fucking... treat yourself.
I jack off so much, I can't, like, do it anymore.
I jacked off one time this episode, dude. You can find time.
Like, I jack off, like, 3 or 4 times a day. And that's on top of a pretty healthy sex life.
Then if you're still popping condoms, you need to see a doctor.
No, this was in high school. That hasn't happened in a long time. Well,
it keeps changing when it happened.
As soon it's going to be in the future.
It was last week. It's next Thursday.
I haven't popped a condom in a long time.
Derpy Show.
God damn it, woman! You're gonna give him a potato chip, he's gonna think you got more!
God
That's
damn
when it. I looked up and I noticed he was a crustacean from the Mesozoic era!
Remember when Chef was on Family Guy? Or on.
Yeah.
Family Guy?
South Park?
Whatever that show is.
You mean South Park, the Farley Superior show?
Farley Superior.
Yes, Chris Farley. So
Farley? Is Farley a word?
It is now. Listen, it's been a long day, okay?
Do you know when to use further and farther?
No, I don't. I believe they're interchangeable.
No.
Technically.
No.
They are interchangeable in the same way that irregardless is a word.
Okay. Like nuclear?
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Thanks, George Bush.
Further.
Is time.
Yeah, or depth or degree.
Yeah.
And farther is distance.
Only distance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, you are farther away from me than Joe is. But you and I have gone further in our relationship than I have with Joe.
Hopefully.
In some aspects.
Only a few, though.
I mean, we lived together, he was unconscious.
You peed in him one time.
Yeah, it was terrible. Butt water everywhere.
Butt water?
Yeah, butt water is when you take your hose and put it up to your butt, and then fill it up, and then pour your butt water on something.
Hey, we watched that show, and apparently there's a shower attachment for that. Interestingly enough...
Yeah, that's not... Oh my god, it's an enema.
Yeah, what do you think showing the water?
Yeah, what do you think comes out of the enema? Butt water.
Thank you, but you... Okay, never mind.
What do you think showing water?
Just stop.
It's okay, it's nothing but water.
Bazinga!
Why do you have to do an arm motion every time?
Because he's playing imaginary slot machine.
Take the air!
It's almost like he's doing a...
Driving some sort of thing where you're, like, pulling...
He's doing the elliptical machine.
Speaking of butt water...
Yes?
Speaking of...
That's what you're supposed to leave for anus claws.
Butt water!
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to get cooked.
Okay, so what you do is you get a beer and you shove it up your ass and then you just let it drain back into the bottle and you leave it out... Like, next to, like, ash cheese cookies.
He might appreciate butt hash more, though.
Ooh, butt hash. That's
ash
good.
Cheese cookies?
No, that's poop with pee together.
No, it's
that's butt hash.
Ooh, no. We could give him duck butter. Guys, it's what is it? Anus water?
Butt ash, water.
Butt water and anal nuggets. So, dingleberries.
Now, let's clarify. Is an anal nugget, like, when
it's
you
a
have...
dingleberry.
Well, dingleberries when it collects in the fur and gets stuck there.
That's you want to sprinkle the nuggets with dingleberries.
Right.
So they're like the chocolate chips on the cookies.
Right. But the anal nugget is actually, like, when you've eaten a lot of cheese and your poop comes out in really hard, like, rabbit pellets, right?
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay, sure. A little bit of corn in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave now.
Derpy Show.
Sorry, guys. My stage manager came out there for a second.
His stage manager has since retracted into his anus.
Why are we so anally fixated this episode? Like, I feel
Freud.
Like...
I was going to say, we must have gotten to the point in our development that we have become anally fixated.
Ah. Isn't everything he ever came up with basically debunked at this point? Almost everything?
I think so.
A large portion of it.
Almost everything.
Without Neo-Faust here, I wouldn't even want us to begin to speculate.
Mainly because we couldn't make him sing a song about it.
Yeah.
Derpy Show.
Coming this fall on Fox on You Can Miss It Fridays...
Who's that guy with swords and horses, but he doesn't have a head? It's the Horseman!
That's me!
On this week's episode of Horseman.
Listen, we need to talk about your proposed stock portfolio.
Continue!
Okay, we discussed the diversification and how important that is.
Indeed we did!
All you have written down is pumpkins, which is valid, although seasonal, and will have very low gains. The only other thing you wrote down was weapons, specifically medieval.
That sounds about right.
That's only two things.
There are many different sizes of pumpkins and many different kinds of weapons.
Yeah, I don't even think you bothered looking through the portfolio I put together.
Those are the things that matter to me. I am an average American. Invest in pumpkins and swords.
You can't believe what happens when we see what's on top of his dressers.
Headless Horseman, you have not done your chores today.
What? Where's that voice coming from?
No, look to your left. No, up. Yes, I'm on top of the shelf. I need you to get my hat off the top of the shelf.
Who put that there?
You did!
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
And you gotta dust up here. It's very, very dusty.
It looks fine to me.
Oh, get the Swiffer.
I'm sick of paying for all the cartridges for the Swiffer. Couldn't you have just gotten a broom?
No, the Swiffer's very nice. It has lots of good reviews on the intranet.
Reviews on the intranet? What's all this intranet you're talking about?
Oh, it's the newest thing this century.
Is that like the email?
Oh, it's just like that.
And we'll see if he can handle his smartphone when he gets all sorts of prank phone calls.
Hello? Yes, this is the Headless Horseman. I'm not interested in purchasing hair growth formula. No, I do not need to order any hats. Who is this? Did Larry put you up to this? I demand you answer, I shall... Hello? Oh, swallow your soul.
He's used to spiders and tombs, but is he ready for the World Wide Web?
Yes, what sort of technical difficulties are you experiencing right now?
Email!
Alright, so, what seems to be the issue?
Yes, I cannot access my email.
Alright, well, let's see, let's check first. Is your internet turned on?
What's an internet?
Okay, is your computer turned on?
Which one is that?
It's probably the big rectangular box that has lights on it.
I am indeed sitting in front of a rectangular box.
Alright, yes. Does it have a light?
Yes, that's where I usually get my email.
Oh, okay. So is it on?
Yes.
Okay, so now, can you access any other websites?
Back up, wait. What?
Can you access any websites?
You're getting a little too technical for me. Could you slow down, please?
I'm going to need you to move the mouse cursor and double-click on Internet Explorer.
Yes, indeed, yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Well, I basically see in shapes, and I see the auras of humans.
So you can't actually see the monitor?
What is a monitor? Is that this rectangle that you had me look at earlier?
Do you even have eyes? Can you see at all?
No, excuse me, I'm headless.
Oh, then we're going to have to turn on the accessibility options.
How do I do that? Listen, this is something I've wanted to talk to you about for quite a few years. Why is our son Italian?
Wait, you're not Italian? I thought that's what Hessian meant.
I'm from the fourth circle of hell, you know that.
Yeah, New Jersey, that's where all you Guidos come from.
All this and more on this week's episode of Head of the Family.
That's me. Watch it or perish, mortal.
Derby Show.
Horse board. We could talk about the Ultron being the villain for the new Avengers movie. That's kind of relevant, and that just came out.
I am interested.
What's Karen an Ultron? You don't know what Ultron is?
Would you like me to do a brief history on Avengers villains?
Is that like Voltron?
No!
Oh!
I do wish it was more like Voltron, but...
I mean, Ultron's pretty badass. Like,
okay.
He's like power level 9 on a 10 scale.
Let me explain to you who Ultron is.
Does he come out of a computer?
It's kind of.
Sort of. Does he ride a light cycle?
No, that's just Tron.
Does he have a disc on his back?
No.
Oh. What?
So, for
To know this, you have to know a bit about a guy named Hank Pym, also known as Ant-Man, also known as Giant-Man, also known as Yellowjacket, also known as Goliath, also known as the Wasp.
I thought his wife was the Wasp.
He's also the Wasp.
Okay.
Anyway. He was a guy who invented powers to make him get... He originally got smaller and talked to ants. And he was like, oh wait, I want to be big and strong. So he got made powers to get big. And then he tried to do all this other stuff. And he realized that, on his own, he's a really good superhero. Like, he can get big, he can get small, he's really, really smart, he's super strong when he needs to be. Like, he can do a bunch of stuff. He can lead a team if he has to. But he's never going to be as strong as the Hulk, who he's on a team with. Or Thor, who he's on a team with. He's never as smart as Tony Stark or Reed Richards, who he interacts with on like, a weekly basis. He's never going to lead a team as well as Captain America. So he always has these, like, fucking issues. He's way better at being a superhero than I am, but he's surrounded by, like, the best of the best, and he always had issues. So at one point, he decided that he was going to make himself a new superhero persona called the Yellow Jacket, who was really, really hip and cool, and going to be a secret. None of the other superheroes would know who he was. And he developed a robot that knew how to beat, like, all the Avengers... He knew all their secrets and all how to beat them. But he made the robot so that he could beat the robot. So the robot would come in, defeat all the Avengers, and he would stop the robot with one punch and go, look how tough I am! Doo-doo-doo-doo! However, that robot was so smart that he also learned how to defeat Yellowjacket and became an incredibly powerful enemy known as Ultron. You might think, oh, that's just one robot. We killed that robot and it's easy enough. Ultron was smart enough to do the whole, like, Skynet thing in the 70s, where he just saved his artificial intelligence on databases across the world.
Onto a floppy disk.
Yeah, all over the place. So, if you can't just destroy Ultron. He'll always eventually get another body.
He's like the Brainiac, almost, of the Marvel Universe. And if you know who Brainiac is.
Yeah, I do.
And he gets stronger and stronger. Like, the more recent bodies are, like, made out of adamantium, and it's got all these fucking nuclear weapons built into it and shit, like Stark tech, and just incredibly, incredibly difficult to beat. They say that Avengers 2 is going to be called Age of Ultron, which obviously implies that it's going
to
be about him.
But, according to a release made by Joss Whedon, it's not going to be Hank Pym that creates Ultron.
He definitely says that you don't need Hank Pym to create Ultron. Although, Edgar Wright says that Hank Pym is in the Ant-Man movie. So we will be getting Pym eventually. He just may not be the creator of Ultron.
Which is fine. He's got enough going on for himself that you don't need... And to be honest, for a mainstream, you don't really need to villainize him like that. And he had so many...
Yeah.
Like, 25 years of goddamn issues based on the fact that he created this horrible monster.
He went to jail for it.
He went to jail. Didn't he go partially insane at some point, too?
Yeah.
Because of it? Like, I know you really like him and you know more than I do, but he's a really interesting character. Also, Warlock... might cameo in the third one. And Guardians of the Galaxy. I know nobody cares, and I point at the mic again. Fuck all of you.
Vin Diesel announced that he is going to be someone in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Drax.
No, he's not. Batista's Drax.
Oh. Well, he would have been a good Drax.
But we don't know who he's going to be yet. And all he said is that he's playing a character with an interesting love story, and that they're going to announce it sometime at the end of the month.
Is he
going to
be Vision?
People think he's either Vision or Thanos. Either one I'm totally okay with.
Okay. But him as Vision would be weird, because I thought... Was that just a fan theory that Coulson was going to be brought back as Vision?
And Coulson said it's not going to happen.
Oh,
and
that sucks.
Joss Whedon pretty much said that we probably won't see Coulson in very many of the movies anymore.
Isn't he going to be on the show, though?
He's the star of the show.
That's awesome.
So they're like, if you want your Coulson fix, get the show. And I think they're moving most of the S.H.I.E.L.D. characters to the show.
So, like, Robin Trubotsky?
Maria Hill?
Yeah. Yes. That's cool. Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm pretty excited for.
They actually were able to show apparently 10 minutes of footage at Comic-Con.
I'm curious to see how it goes. Like, I was talking about it with some friends today, and they were saying how they felt like Drax and Gamora fill the same role, and then the tree guy doesn't really speak, which could be interesting in a movie. Because apparently Groot, all he says is Groot, and Drax and Gamora are both kind of like tank fighters, I guess. You know what I mean? But... I think Gamora is more of like a finesse assassin, and Drax is more of like the I'm just gonna beat you in the face repeatedly until you surrender. But I mean, I like it. I mean, to be honest, I would have rather seen a more like traditional team, like take out Rocket Raccoon and Groot and put in, you know, Pip the Troll and Moondragon and Lockjaw.
But to be fair,
are you just making shit up? No, these are all okay. So it's a little.
Are you just To be fair, Joe's fandom in Marvel is the stupid shit in space.
Listen, fuck you, it's good!
Which is where all of these characters come from.
He said something about a rocket raccoon.
He's gonna be in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's gonna be in the goddamn movie! He's a giant ant that regrows from a tiny piece of bark.
Rocket Raccoon is in Marvel vs. Capcom.
He is.
Okay. And no,
The Beatles wrote a song about him.
Rocket Man?
No. That's Elton John.
I was referring to a song called Rocky Raccoon.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, and with Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
He's a squirrel. Rocket J Squirrel.
Yeah.
Raccoon. Same thing.
Yeah. Is he being racist to cartoon characters right now?
What?
I guess he's speciesist.
Yeah.
Species?
You guys make fun of me all the time for, you know, saying slanty eyes and darkies and stuff. He's doing the same
thing. He confused a raccoon and a squirrel. Totally appropriate response to compare that to you actually, like, denigrating
being actual
humans.
I always forget that Rocky's a male.
Yeah.
It always surprises me whenever I hear it.
No,
really?
I think I knew he was a guy. I don't think I ever thought of him as a girl.
Do you know what weirds people out even just as much? That Nurmal, the cat,
on
Garfield's a boy.
That's weird.
That Nurmal is the cutest kitten in the whole wide world.
That's the voice.
Yeah.
It's not a male voice.
That's
a female voice actress, isn't it?
That was right. The same thing with Rocky, though.
But that's not too uncommon for small characters.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Like Tommy Pickles in Nickelodeon's The Rugrats is performed by a woman.
Bart Simpson, I'm pretty sure, is a woman.
Nancy Cartwright. E.G. Daily was Tommy Pickles.
Yeah, women usually do young boy characters. I don't know. Those two animals, I thought, were girls. I was a little kid.
Well, Rocky is also very feminine, in that series.
What's the guy that does... We were talking about the voice actor that does all the animals and...
Frank Welker?
Yeah, does he also do all the Pokemon? Like, every single one of them?
I don't believe so.
I could see that happening.
I don't believe he has a credit on Pokemon.
Okay.
The main voice actors did some of the Pokemon.
Oh, really? That's fun.
I don't remember exactly which one. Because... It just seemed like the Brock voice actor... Well, he did Brock and James. He was credited as some of the Pokemon. I thought that was really
James!
He's my favorite.
But I knew we talked about that guy, and then thinking about all the Pokemon doing their own voices, I was like, I wonder if they monopolize that guy.
Derpy Show.
Did you hear that Monopoly in the new versions?
Doesn't have a jail!
Take it out jail! They say they want the game to try to be closer to more of a 30-minute length game.
Mm-hmm. How does jail make the game longer?
Well, listen, they had to take out jail because everybody knows that bankers don't go to jail.
It's true.
They pay them way out.
They actually get bonuses.
They're trying to make it
the government bails them out
with today's economic and social environment.
Yeah, but that's the top 1%, and it's just nobody in the top 1% plays Monopoly.
But the game's about that top 1%.
Did you know that Monopoly was created by a woman that was trying to show the evils of capitalism to her class? And then it got so popular and actually had the opposite effect.
Please. And she's the one that's solely responsible for destroying our society.
Monopoly's awesome. So is Life. And Life's a really kind of fucked up game, too.
I've never played Life. Never had the interest.
All I know about Life is that Mikey likes it.
That's the cereal, not the
No, that's Cocoa Wheats.
No, Mike, he likes it. He likes it.
What's Cocoa Wheats?
You're just saying that because he likes Cocoa Wheat.
What's Cocoa Wheat again?
Hot cereal with the cocoa treat, Joe.
It looks really ugly, but apparently it tastes great.
Does it taste like poop? Does it look like poop?
What is it with you and poop?
Wait, does Anus Claws bring it? Does he leave that in your stocking more? Does he crap Cocoa Wheat into your stocking?
That'd be pretty cool.
Is he like the bunny from Hop who just... shits jelly beans and stuff, but ass claws.
Ass claws?
He's really just grasping at thin air right now.
Butts?
Guys, I don't know what you expect from me. This is what I bring to the table. I mean, if you don't like it, Oh, damn it, my girlfriend's not here. You're gonna make me leave now, right?
Up on the rooftop, shit.
I thought that's what the reindeer did.
Here is the sound of Old Saint Prick. Oh, who wouldn't go? Number two, out in the snow, up on the rooftop, shit, all with the sound of Old Saint Prick.
Guys, we have to do the music album, the classic Anus Claws Christmas hits.
What other...
That's the best idea I think he's had in, like...
the history
but,
of
but
him
can
being
it be,
on this
can
show.
It be the Anus Claus Christmas shits?
Yes! Guys, this is gold.
What
this
other
is comedic gold.
What other characters hang out with Anus Claus is what I want to know.
Rudolph the...
It can't be Rudolph.
Poodolph.
Poodolph? Poodolph the brown-nosed reindeer?
And, wait, no. No, Frosty, but it has to be a peach yellow snow joke.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. I got nothing, but that needs to be sitting there. I'm trying... Little Drummer Boy? Little...
I feel like his elves could all just have awful names.
No, that's the reindeer.
I'm pisser on latrine.
I thought
I'm shitter on toilet.
I feel like that they all have different names for two. Like on deux, on dose, on dry, on duo.
You just
broke Joe.
On poppers.
Not poppers. That's something completely
poppers.
Different.
Poppers are the little alien chicken nuggets from Futurama.
No, he's talking about the poppers that gay people
give. You're talking about poplars.
No, what about popples?
Well, that's
the
type of tree.
And popples are the little guys that roll.
Those are
ball.
Stuffed animals by Hasbro.
Yes.
They're so cute.
My aunt was old enough to have some of those, and we got those as hand-me-downs.
I'm old enough to have some of those.
Wait, your aunt had poppers?
Yeah, and they handed them down to Joe.
Do you know what a popper is? A
jalapeno.
No, not a jalapeno popper.
I know
popper.
The ones from
You mean
it's
the little things
sunny.
Where you pull the string and then you shoot confetti out, and I burnt somebody with one
of
those ones?
No, I think the ones that's always sunny are the ones I'm talking about, which is a type, which is VCR cleaner. Was that wasn't
that's
oh yeah!
It's actually it's marketed as VCR cleaner because it's actually something that you would use to clean your VCR.
Actually,
you'd use them to get higher than hell though.
However, it like instantly relaxes your body when you like inhale it. So
it's used in gay sex a lot at the moment of orgasm.
What?
Or
gay
to help
sex
get it deeper.
I don't know. It's just become part of the gay.
No,
culture.
It's part of gay culture. It's because helping you relax is.
Important to get it deeper in the butthole.
Yeah.
Anus Claus knows all about this.
Deeper in the butthole.
And now here's something we think you'll really like.
Deeper in the butthole. Do-do-do-do. Poppers in the butthole.
Is that the Kwanzaa song?
Why is it the Kwanzaa song?
Because you kind of had a beat going.
Don't bring Kwanzaa into this.
Because you kind of had a beat going.
Hey, Token.
That makes it black.
Token, get the bass guitar out of your garage and bring it with you.
What? You said something about soul. Must be Kwanzaa.
Derby Show.
We all watched Pacific Rim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really awesome. Like, we all liked it a lot. It was really good. If you haven't seen it, you should go see it. Really awesome action scenes. Like, they did the giant monsters fighting the giant robots. It was done really well. There was enough, like, tropes about giant robot fighting movies that it was really entertaining. Had a good storyline. And I liked it so much, I went to the store after discovering that they were making HeroClix because Chan over here bought about 10 of them and got, I think, 2 duplicates in the entirety of what he bought. Me, on the other hand, went to the store, bought 2. I got 2 individual ones, but they weren't 2 that I really knew who they were, so I wanted to try for some more popular ones. So I bought 4 more and got 3 more of the same fucking one, and then the one that was different, I got 2 of. And they were all fucking kaijus. Like, I don't understand. There are only 10 fucking things in the goddamn set, and the motherfucker, I bought 6, and I got 3. It's fucking garbage. They're sitting on my goddamn shelf, and I had to put the rest in my fucking closet because the randomization was bullshit in that fucking box. You know what? They probably fucking poked a hole in the goddamn things, or did it by weight, or whatever the fucking cheat is for this goddamn set, and then they fucking fucked me. Like, right in the ass, bend me over, no lube, eat a dick, go to hell, fuck you. You know what? Eat a fucking dick, Hasbro. You suck, and I hate you. You've been ruining my life since I was a kid. Every time I go to open something, it's like Christmas, except instead of getting the pony, I get the Malibu Barbie. Oh, wait, that's wrong. Sorry, tried for the Addams Family reference, totally fucked it up. That's how pissed off I am.
Will it make you more or less pissed off to know that Hasbro does not make HeroClix, it's WizKids?
Doesn't matter.
totally superfluous. You know what?
WizKids?
What the fuck else do they make besides HeroClix? Is it anything important? Because they probably ruined my life with their other products.
Cheese Whiz.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images, which lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, whatever the hell that is. And for the latest news, follow us on all of your favorite social networks. What the fuck is a social network?
But, Headless Horseman, don't you know what those are? They're how you get ahead on the internet.
Your puns shall make me kill you now!
Ah! Check out this week with special guest Tyler Perry! Horseman!
Get out of my house, Medea! Who invited you in here?
The smell of yo stanky pet hole! Don't know Medea.
No. I don't know what that...
I can call my mom and ask what Medea's like.
What would Medea say if she met the Headless Horseman?
Mm-mm!
I don't know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.